Hello and thank you so much for joining me on the show today. This is The Diabetes Show on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton of Undefeated, and I'm your host for today and the coming weeks. Hello and welcome once again to The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. Thank you so much for joining me again this week. If it's your first time, an extra special welcome to you. And if you love listening in every single week, thank you also for sticking around. We are going to be talking today about some concepts that I have regarding the importance of management of your feet as a person with diabetes. Feet are not necessarily a hot topic, and certainly not a topic for hot weather. And as you remind me that I've got an article in the latest Health Triangle magazine coming out beginning of July, which is all about keeping your feet safe when you're on the beach, when you're going to on your holidays and you're going to be walking around on that beach or whatever. Ways that you can keep your feet safe as a person, particularly when you are living with diabetes. And so therefore, if you want to have a quick read of that article, go to the Health Triangle magazine and subscribe to it. I think one issue is £4 and can't remember what it is, but the more you get, the more discount you get. And there's some fantastic articles in there. There are so many writers in there who have some really good articles about all aspects of healthcare. I do a couple of articles, one on foot health and one on diabetes. So check that out. I try to draw upon situations in life to try and make analogies to the importance of looking after ourselves with diabetes, and particularly, of course, as most of you all know, I'm a podiatrist and have a passion for helping prevent amputations, and therefore I very often try to draw analogies to foot care and the importance of foot care as a person with diabetes. So I hope that you will stick around today. You'll listen in. We've got some great music coming up as well. But if you're familiar with the show, you'll know that at this point, I normally will go into just sharing some of the news that has been around since the last time I updated you on it. And I look on a couple of websites for this. I look on the website called diabetestimes.co.uk. That's one of them. And then the other one is diabetes.co.uk. And we're going to kick off today for a change with Diabetes Times, first of all. And there's a couple of articles on there I just wanted to share. And the first one is that there's a perfect storm which is putting more children at risk of type 2 diabetes. I wonder how many of you have actually seen the film The Perfect Storm, about the fishing boat that headed out. And then there were three storms collided whilst it was at sea, and all the people, unfortunately, the boat was lost, the people lost their lives. The storm there, or the three storms there, created this tremendous catastrophe. Absolutely powerful waves bashing this little boat around. Well, there's a perfect storm at the moment, which over here in the UK we're talking about, regarding the obesity rates in children, which are soaring, and also the rising cost of living, which of course we all know about, that's going up. And they're creating a perfect storm, putting the health of children at risk. Now, apparently, there's been a 50% increase in children registered with type 2 diabetes, receiving treatment in paediatric diabetes units in England and Wales in the last 5 years. So it's just taken 5 years for a 50% increase in type 2, which of course is preventable and is largely preventable. And children should not be getting it. Well, none of us should be getting it, but children should not be getting it. So do have a read of that article in Diabetes Times. Another article I picked up on there is Good Foot Care Improving Health of People with Diabetes. I certainly wouldn't argue with that title. And we've got a huge, huge shortage of podiatrists in this country, in the UK, but also in many, many countries around the world. I think there's only 28, if I remember rightly, countries that actually have podiatrists working in them. And foot care is so important, especially for people with diabetes. So maybe you are thinking of a career change, or maybe you have a child or maybe a grandchild who is trying to think of a career. Well, you can go a lot more wrong than choosing podiatry as a career. Take it from me, I've done 34 years of it now, and totally living with a fulfilled job, being able to help people with keeping them comfortable, in many respects actually preventing them from losing limbs, and often addressing all sorts of lower limb problems, back problems, which can be helped with good foot management. So have a look into it, podiatry. You know, check out the Royal College of Podiatry website, and I'm sure you can find out some information there on what it takes to get into a career in it. Yeah, I encourage you, try and say I sent you. And hopefully, you can even come and shadow maybe. My clinic does that, other clinics around the country will let interested parties come and shadow and have a look at what is going on in a clinic, what the career is all about. Anyway, that was a bit of a sidetrack there, but never mind. So that's the articles from Diabetes Times. We're going to move on to diabetes.co.uk's website now, some of the articles that I found there. And of course, one of them is just pertaining to the fact that last week was Diabetes Week here in the UK. Don't know how many of you were aware of that. I didn't actually do a feature of it, unfortunately, because I was unable to do a show last week. But anyway, every week, is, in my view, is equally important for the awareness of diabetes and its complications. And the first article I'm coming up with from diabetes.co.uk is Healthy Lifestyles Can Extend Lifespan Even in Older People and Those with Chronic Health Problems. How many times do you think, oh, it's not worth me tackling my diabetes? It's not worth me tackling my blood pressure? It's not worth me tackling my weight? Well, apparently there's been a study done over in Japan, apparently, at Osaka University, where they looked at if there was any benefit from getting more sleep, losing weight, not smoking, and alcohol consumption, I believe. And they looked at the life expectancy of these people who had made these healthy choices. They said the best gains were found in people of around about 40 years old who gave up, or not, they didn't give up, they decided to drink less alcohol and maintaining a healthy weight whilst getting enough sleep, and they found that their life expectancy went up by 6 years. But also what was promising was that even those aged 80 years or so, living with more or one serious health issue, including cancer, cardiovascular disease, hypertension, diabetes, and kidney disease, that they could also benefit from these lifestyle changes. So, bottom line is, however old you are, it's never too late to live more healthily. The next one is about reducing blood sugar levels as soon as you can after type 2 diabetes diagnosis can actually significantly reduce your risk of a heart attack. The study was done by a team from the University of Surrey, and they found that variations in blood sugar levels in the 12 months after diagnosis meant more risk of developing major cardiovascular problems. And I'm pretty sure that doesn't mean that you just look after them for a year and then you go, and then you go AWOL again and go really bad. I think it's probably an indication that those people who got good blood sugar control in the first 12 months continued to live that way afterwards. The next one, I think I can relate to this one, although I don't work from home now, but earlier on in the pandemic, working from home triggers negative lifestyle choices, a study suggests. Well, I think that's true for me, even if it's just weekends or days off. I do tend to eat more, and again, I have to make the effort to be active if I've got lots of paperwork to do or admin to do, tend to be sitting down. And that's what this study found, that people working from home tend to have a more inactive lifestyle, which is just as damaging as smoking, and also sitting down known to trigger heart disease and to contribute to type 2 diabetes and, of course, blood clots as well. So I guess the moral there again is that if you are working from home, try to keep as active as you can. Take those breaks, go for walks. Don't, you know, avoid the high sugar snacks. Avoid alcohol, and try to continue to live healthily, even if you are stuck at home working from home. The next item of news: herpes viruses linked to risk of type 2 diabetes. Previously, it was only thought that the viruses played a role in the development of type 1 diabetes, but apparently it's been identified that two of the most common herpes viruses could lead to an impaired glucose metabolism, raising the risk of developing type 2. And apparently the virus is also found or is more prevalent in people with pre-diabetes as well. So there's calls to create a vaccination and have a program of vaccination for people against these herpes viruses that can contribute to type 2. Okay, it's that time in the show where we take a short break to listen to an advert or two from our station sponsors. Please listen in, and then we will be back to the topic of today very shortly.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
That was a couple of adverts from our station sponsors. You're listening to UK Health Radio and The Diabetes Show. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Let's get back to our topic of the week. Well, there's a lot in the news. Loads of articles I'm coming up with here. Next one is fear of being judged makes people opt for healthier food around strangers. So you're going out with some people you're not familiar with, maybe a work party perhaps. And you really fear being judged. So instead of having that sugary donut, you have something a little bit healthier, perhaps. Maybe you fit into that one. Have a read up of some of these anyway. They're all on diabetes.co.uk's website. The next one, as you're probably aware, with diabetes, we are more at risk of strokes and heart attacks. And this title of this one is Cardiac Rehabilitation Can Help Stroke Survivors Reduce Risk of Death Within a Year by 76%. So if you or a loved one has a stroke, try to get some of that cardiac rehabilitation to help you. It certainly sounds like it's useful. Then there's another one which suggests a study that suggests that everybody eats the equivalent of 3 more cheeseburgers a day than they admit to. This one is about a study that is ongoing, which is to see if people with diabetes could lose weight in their sleep with new technology. Hey, no need to go for that run or that walk. Just sleep it off. Well, apparently, breathing lower amounts of oxygen, which is called hypoxia, could help improve blood glucose levels and lead to weight loss. I believe that actually the University of Portsmouth do need volunteers. That's what it says here. I don't know how you get in touch with them, but you could check that out. It's a Dr. Ant Shepherd is the senior lecturer at University of Portsmouth School of Sport, Health and Exercise Science. And apparently volunteers will take part in the trial from their own home, spending 2 10-day periods sleeping in a specialist tent that generates a lower oxygen environment. And again, I suppose that it probably isn't 10 solid days sleeping solidly. It will just mean that at night time you go and sleep in your tent. And the last article for this week is found in Again, in diabetes.co.uk's website, humans run at speeds which conserve calories. Apparently, our natural biology, and actually that of animals as well, means that we tend to run at speeds which conserve calories. And that's the natural thing to do. And if you want to run faster, you have to find ways of overcoming that. One thing they suggest there is that you listen to music with a different pace to it, a different beat to it, that might actually help you just speed up beyond what your natural running pace is. Well, that's all the articles that I found this week on diabetes and the various sources that I looked. No doubt you will find other ones. And if there's anything of particular interest that I've missed, then please do let us know. Get in touch with us. Remember, you can always get in touch with us here. If you've got any topic you want talked about, any person you want interviewed, if you want to be interviewed yourself, if you've got a story, a positive story preferably, that you want to share, or just something that other people can learn from, then please do get in touch. Maybe you want to just play a song on the radio. Maybe you want to control what I put on in the way of my choice of music. Please do just let us know. Get in touch by emailing us at thediabetesshow@undefeated.org. thediabetesshow@undefeated.org. But remember, undefeated is spelt with all E's. We are going to take a break now, and we are going to have a song, which is a bit of a blast from the past, from my youth. It's a band called Tempo Tudor, who were actually a punk band in those days. And they, Eddie Tempo Tudor, actually still going. I've seen him not recently, but in the last 10 years or so, doing sort of pub gigs and what have you. And he was famous probably for the song Swords of a Thousand Men. I hope you enjoy this tune, and afterwards I'll tell you why I played it. That was Tempo Tudor and Swords of a Thousand Men. I hope you enjoyed it. A pretty jolly tune. You can't help but love it. I'm sure there's some of you are saying, yes, you can. Anyway, we're going to go into, not an interview now, actually, because you're going to be having to put up with my voice, I'm afraid. There's no interview today. It's going to be me sharing some thoughts. And my thoughts are linked loosely to that song. That song, any of you that remember the video in Top of the Pops back then, this would be in the early 80s. I think it was about 1982 when they were just starting, bands were just starting making out music videos. And Tempo Tudor, their one, basically they were dressed up in armor, Swords of a Thousand Men. The song
conjures up to me what it would have been like to a degree in a battle back in the medieval times. And it reminded me actually that there is a link, or at least in my mind, and I have a mind which probably does just drift off sometimes and maybe conjures up some weird ideas, but I have shared this with people, and many people have actually said that, you know, it was really helpful in a weird, bizarre sort of way. So I want to share with you a concept which is in my book. So if you want to read more about it, then please do get hold of my book. It's called Undefeated by Diabetes. And it is a step-by-step guide to keeping your feet healthy for life. And it is aimed at, obviously, people with diabetes, type 1, type 2, any type of diabetes, pre-diabetes. Many of the concepts in it are appropriate for people if they haven't got diabetes as well. It's just that if you have diabetes, then it's all the more important to look after your feet, and you need to take note of the things that we talk about in that book. And one of the chapters in that book, I introduce the concept of the feet being a little bit like a castle or fort. My kids are going to be so pleased with me, you know, because I said castle. I normally, from my time living up north as a kid at school, I normally say castle and grass and have a laugh, and I'm going to go and have a bath and cut the grass and look through the glass. That's my sort of default, and it really annoys them when I say my words in that way. But I actually did say castle there, as opposed to castle. Anyway, I can't promise that I will stay with the castle the whole way through, but we will see. The idea is that the feet are a bit like a castle. And a castle was a great stronghold. A castle was somewhere where the occupants felt safe. And it was somewhere that if you really wanted to win in a battle, you had to really try hard to breach the walls of that castle. Now, any castle would have had a captain or a commander. And of course, my analogy here is that you are responsible for the downfall of your feet, your castle. Okay? The feet are, in many ways, can be related to the castle idea. And crucially today, I want you to learn how to preempt and avoid many of the attacks or the form of attacks. You can just picture it. You can picture people in a castle. Any of my American friends listening, if you've ever been over here and visited one of our medieval castles, you'll know, you'll have that picture in your mind right now. If you haven't, then maybe go and watch a film. Get over here and come and have a look at some of our castles. There are some amazing ones. Really, really incredible buildings, incredibly strong, made to last for, well, they have lasted for centuries, and many of them were able to withstand incredible attacks. Now, a castle needs maintenance in order to remain strong. If you look at some of these castles, although they've lasted hundreds of years, they have deteriorated, shall we say, because they haven't necessarily been looked after. Those that have been looked after and maintained would be just as strong today as they were when they were built. Obviously, our weapons these days are a bit different, but the castle would still be just as strong. And I want you to look after your feet throughout life. Okay, that's the idea. Rather than just fighting off attacks when they occur. And we're going to talk about the types of attack that your feet are going to be subject to. Okay, when you're in a castle, when you're in a castle, you would be, you know, just waiting, wondering if the attack was going to come. And if they often besieged you, they would siege the castle. They would stop people from getting food in there, stop water from getting in, force the people to give up. And all the time they were doing that siege, they would quite often have little scurries to try and attack a particular area. Maybe, you know, they were just a bunch of soldiers would go and try and attack a certain area in a certain way. And you'd be inside wondering what was going to come next, what is going to happen, where are they going to try and breach next, have we got a weak spot? Keeping your feet in good condition, just as keeping the castle in good condition, will help negate the effects of any assault on them in the future. And there are certainly some assaults that can come towards your feet. So let's talk about how the feet are like a castle, or as I put in my book, really, I put it as a fort. So fort feet, just because it sort of sounded a bit more catchy. Anyway, first of all, a castle's foundations need to be strong. Likewise, your foot structure needs to be strong. And there are foot structures and there are foot structures. So people have different types of foot structure, and some support the body fantastically, others not so good. But they should be able to support the whole body and withstand whatever is thrown at it. So whatever you get into, whatever sport you get into, whatever activity you do, however many years you're going to be walking around on them, they should be able to support it and should be able to function normally throughout. However, the foot structure can vary, the foundations can vary, and they could therefore deteriorate. The next part of an analogy is that the castle walls are like your skin, and they need to be able to endure any attacks from the enemy. Any break in the walls of a castle leads to a greater risk of invasion. Likewise, any break in the wall of your foot, in the skin of your foot, has a much greater risk of invasion by bacteria causing an infection. And these attacks, they can either be one big event, so you have a massive onslaught from the enemy, or it can be a much less severe, repetitive little jabbing away, which means that the wall or the skin eventually gives in to that continual pressure. So, for example, it could be that you stub your toe. And one of the things I do mention in my book, actually, is about trying to keep your house tidy. Don't have clutter around everywhere, because you're much more likely to stub your toe on things. If you're going out in the garden, wear something which is closed in over the toes. Just try and protect them from getting stubbed. So that's one way, a big event, a big injury, a stubbing of a toe. Or it could be a more repetitive one, such as a shoe which is just rubbing, or even just the pressure under the foot from the way your foot works because of that foot structure we talked about. That repetitive rubbing can actually lead to the skin eventually giving in to that continual friction and pressure and getting developing a wound. Now, another way that the feet are a little bit like a castle, when you're in a siege situation of a castle, you would have lookouts posted, and those lookouts would be checking to see if there were any other new attacks coming. And in fact, even before siege, you would still have lookouts to make sure there wasn't an army approaching. And it would be wise as a person with diabetes to make sure you have lookouts as well. Now, the problem is that what we rely on to look out for us and our feet is generally pain. We rely on pain to tell us that something's wrong. Now, of course, many of you will be aware, with diabetes, you often lose the sensation of pain. And that's actually something which I just want to quickly drill into a little bit further, because quite often you can go and get your feet checked by your nurse, by your doctor, and they check light touch. So a little tiny monofilament thing which bends when it touches your skin. Can you feel it? And it's a good test to see if you have got progressive neuropathy where it's got to such a stage that you can't feel that thing. But actually, my view is that we should be testing people with a sharp touch. There's a thing called Medipin. You can buy them for yourselves. Brilliant. They're plastic, and they provide a sharp stimulus. And it's actually the nerve endings that sense sharpness that get damaged before the nerve endings that sense light touch. So in many ways, the monofilament is good to use it, because you know if you can't feel that, you're part of the way down the line of having pretty bad neuropathy. But it's surely better to know early on that you're beginning to get neuropathy. So I suggest always doing the test with the sharp touch and double checking whether or not. And those are your lookouts. The fact that you can't feel that sharp touch means that you can't see the attack that could be coming. You're not feeling the little bit of glass that's sticking through the bottom of your shoe. You're not feeling that blister that's forming. It's really important that your sensitivity to pain, if it's affected, that you realize that it's not going to be making you aware of any danger anymore. And therefore, you don't just give up, you adapt. You think outside the box. Well, if I cannot feel my feet, what do I do? Well, obviously you make sure they're in a safe environment as possible, but you check them every day. Check that there isn't a wound. Check that there isn't a rub. Check that there isn't something weird going on with them if you can't feel your feet. And if you don't know if you can feel your feet, then as I said, get a hold of a Medipin. Better still, go and see a podiatrist and get a diabetes foot check done, and they'll tell you a lot more than that about your feet. Finally, most importantly, the castle needs a leader to strategize its defenses.
Okay, it's that time in the show where we take a short break to listen to an advert or two from our station sponsors. Please listen in, and then we will be back to the topic of today very shortly.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
That was a couple of adverts from our station sponsors. You're listening to UK Health Radio and the Diabetes Show. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Let's get back to our topic of the week.
The castle needs a leader to strategize its defenses. And that is your job. You need to step up and be that leader. You need to become aware of any potential attacks and any weaknesses in your defense that could predispose you to those attacks. And then, and this is where I go into my diabetic sweet spot idea, really. Then once you know what your risks are and you know what can go wrong, then you act upon it. There's absolutely no point a commander of a castle knowing that there's a risk of an attack from the enemy, knowing that his wall is a little bit weak on the left-hand far corner, and then not doing anything about it. Surely he's going to strengthen that corner. If he can strengthen the walls, if not, put more soldiers there to defend it. He's going to do what he can. He's going to act. And that is so important for you as the commander, as the captain of your feet. And really, I can't stress that enough. You've got to take responsibility. You cannot rely on your podiatrist. You cannot rely on your nurses, on your multidisciplinary team at the best hospital in the world. You cannot rely on them to do the work for you. They're your feet. You live with them 24/7. Yes, they can advise you. Yes, they can give you fantastic care. But you are the one ultimately that can help yourself with your blood sugars, which is going to make a huge difference. But you're the one also that puts the shoe on your foot. You're the one that puts the foot through what it has to go through. You're the one that lives through it 24/7 and can look after it. So please take responsibility, step up to the mark, and become that captain, that leader of your castle, of your feet. We're going to take a little break now before we continue on with this theme. And the song we're going to listen to now is by Rachel Platten, and it's called Fight Song. It's a song I really enjoy. Again, you're getting all my choices today. I hope you enjoy it.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life.
That was Rachel Platten and Fight Song. You are listening to The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. And I do hope that you are enjoying the show so far and enjoying my wacky concept of the feet being a little bit like a castle, or to keep you up north happy, castle, or to keep you over in America happy, fort. The feet are like that. We've talked a little bit about you being the commander of your feet, but I want us just to think a little bit about the attackers themselves, and what would they be doing? What would an attacker who's coming to with his army to besiege a castle, or to win over a castle for that matter, what would they think about doing? How would they win? Well, there's various ways, but the main way that they want to win is to breach the walls of that castle. They could just besiege it and force people to come out, but in the end, that is going to cause them to come out. It's going to cause them to surrender. Most of the time, they would be attacking. They would be throwing things at that castle, hoping that the walls would break down. They would dig under the walls, hoping they could get in, or hoping that they could cause the wall to collapse if they dug a big enough hole under the foundations. They would be looking for the weak spots. The captain of the attacking army would be looking at the way that the castle is defended. How many men are there in this corner? What about that corner? What about that wall there? That wall there looks a little bit like it might be thinner. What about the main entrance? Can we get in that way? They would be thinking of how could they get in. Now, one way that there is an analogy of is that they might just try to bash their way through the front door. They used to have battering rams. They'd come up and batter the great big tree trunk with a metal end on it into the doorway or into the door rather, of the castle, hoping to smash it down. And that is very similar. We see quite a lot times where the big toe is bashing into the shoe. And that repeated bashing, just as the castle door might eventually give way, certainly would be damaged. So the big toe also gets damaged and can give way into forming a wound, an ulcer. It can end up, people have definitely lost toes, lost limbs, and even lost lives by a simple pressure from a shoe on the end of their big toe. So please make sure that your shoes are fit for purpose. Make sure they're big enough. Make sure they've got a strap or a lace to hold the foot back. Make sure you do it up properly so that the foot is held back. Make sure they're wide enough, they're deep enough, they're long enough. Make sure that your shoes are fit for purpose. And a little side point here, sometimes slippers can be the culprits. Slippers are a bit crafty. They're not that hard, so you don't feel them bashing into you, even if you've got sensation. If you haven't got sensation, then you probably won't even feel the shoes bashing into you. But even if you've got sensation, you don't necessarily feel a slipper. And gradually over time, gradually, it causes pressure and damage, and hard skin builds up. And before you know it, you've got a wound, and then you're in trouble. So please make sure that whatever you're putting on your feet, you do follow correct advice. And you do make sure that they're fit for purpose. So before I went off on that tangent, the attackers of a fort would be looking for those weaknesses. They might look for the door, as we just talked about. They could be looking for cracks in the walls. And in the same way, infectious bugs are looking for cracks in the walls of your feet. There are many, many bacteria living on your feet. And they are, for the most part, pretty harmless. But there are some which, if they get into a wound, can run riot. Just the same way that if some soldiers manage to get through a crack in the wall, they manage to breach that crack, they would run riot once they got into that castle. The bacteria can cause gangrene, it can cause all sorts of problems if they get into the feet. And one of the most common places for cracks, you've seen it, I'm sure, many of you on the beach or on the tube when people are wearing sandals. The backs of the heels can get very dry and cracked. And it's so simple to deal with generally, because it cracks because the skin is too dry and hard. If you can keep it down and keep it moisturized, then for the most part, you're very unlikely to have any cracks there. And that is, it's just a simple thing to deal with. Just as I'm sure there have been captains in the past of castles who had some simple maintenance jobs they could have done, but they didn't, and that led to their castle walls being breached. Don't let your feet be breached by bacteria. Make sure you look after them. Make sure you give them the maintenance that they need and they deserve. Now, just picture you're in this castle and you can tell, you're the captain, you can tell that there's been a breach or there's about to be a breach of a wall over in the far corner, and you can tell that there's not many of your men there. What do you do? Well, you send your men over there. Same thing happens in the body. If you have got a wound that is coming, then, and certainly if the skin is breached and bugs get in there, then the body throws its soldiers, its white blood cells, over there to try and kill the bugs. The problem with diabetes is that you don't have enough of those white blood cells. You don't have enough of an immune response to try and kill off the bugs once they've breached. The other problem in a castle could be that it's just difficult getting the soldiers over to defend that area. You can just imagine it, narrow corridors, narrow parapets on the walls, bodies lying around the place where they've dropped from arrows being fired at them. It could be difficult to get your good, healthy men over to defend that far corner. And the same thing in feet. If your circulation is affected by your diabetes, which it so often can be, it can just be so difficult to get the nutrients, to get the oxygen, to get the white blood cells over to the area that is the problem in your feet. So please make sure that you are doing your best to improve your circulation, that you're doing your best to improve your nerve supply. Make sure you know your situation, how good your nerve supply is, how good your circulation is, and then work from there to make sure that you are in control and are keeping the risks down to a minimum. One last point before we finish. I can imagine that if you are besieged in a castle, it can be very scary. It could be very lonely. And as the food starts running out, you could really be in trouble. It would not be a good place to be. How much hope would there be in your heart that someone is going to come and help you out? You can't get out of a castle to fight those soldiers there, but somebody could come up behind them and attack them from the rear. How much hope would that give you? Well, the good thing is that with diabetes, you can have that because you can have somebody else on your side helping you out. Yes, your podiatrist and your diabetes team are there to help you out. But again, that's only once in a while. Better still, have a friend, have a sweet spot buddy, as we call it, Undefeated. Somebody who is there to look out for you, someone who is there to help you, someone who is there to challenge you, to encourage you, somebody who is going to be able to make the difference between whether or not you end up giving in to this disease or whether you live a life that is controlling it fully and making sure that your feet never go into a siege situation, never get attacked in a way that you can't defend. I hope that this has been useful for you. I've enjoyed doing it. Each time I do this, I come up with some sort of different ideas and new ideas and twisted around. So hopefully when I listen back, it will make sense to me and it makes sense to you. Please do go ahead and get my book. You can get it on Kindle or you can get it on Amazon. Undefeated by Diabetes, a step-by-step guide to keeping your feet healthy for life. And what I mean by for life is I mean for long life, okay? Because we want you as a person with diabetes to be able to live a long life. And the best way you can do that is by having healthy feet, having good blood sugars, being able to keep active. So please do get hold of the book. You'll see this little passage. There's an expansion on this in there. And there's a whole host of different conditions that can affect a person with diabetes in detail. So you know the risks that you could be at. So you can act upon it. And so you can then stay in the diabetic sweet spot. We're going to close out with one more song now. And I think on that note of having somebody in your life helping you out in this fight, I think the only song we could play is by Dire Straits. And of course it is Brothers in Arms. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening and have a fantastic week ahead.
Mist-covered mountains are home now for me, but my home is the lowlands and always will be. Someday you'll return to your valleys and your farms, and you'll no longer burn to be brothers in arms. Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle reached higher, and though it had been so bad,
sun's gone to hell, and the moon riding high. Let me bid you farewell. Every man has to die, but it's written in the stars. In every line in your palm, we're fools to make war on our brothers in arms.
And that is it for this week's show. You've been listening to Peter Alton with The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. All that remains is for me to say have a fantastic week. Stay safe in the diabetes sweet spot. Live in the ideal diabetic lifestyle. I look forward to sharing more with you next week. Take good care and God bless.